free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, July 29th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We've got a host of issues to cover today. We have the amusing hearing that was done, the show trial. And folks, if you don't think these people are hardcore communists, just take a look at this show trial that was done yesterday with Barr. I'm not a fan of Barr, but I'm even less a fan of Marxist communist tactics that we saw yesterday. This is a shameful exhibition of political showmanship, censorship, straw man, show trials. This is just disgusting what happened. Let me give you an example of this, just a taste of this. We got a clip coming up. We'll do it later in the show after we talk about what's being done to each and every one of us in the name of protecting our health, of course. But let's play video clip number three.
Your opening statement reads like it was written by Alex Jones or Roger Stone. Do you stand by that statement?
Yes.
Now, I'm sure that we can agree on some things. We disagree on a whole lot, but I'm sure we can agree on the fact that President Trump is just a prolific tweeter. Isn't that correct?
He seems to be.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing what they did. 29 times they cut him off. Typical of it was what was done by Nadler. He would go on a long rant, and he would, borrow it. Can I say something? Your time is up. Their time should be up, quite frankly. We see criticism of President Trump. I saw this on the Drudge Report. This is from financialpost.com, Bloomberg. Trump spends 9 out of 10 advertising dollars defending states that he won. Is this a problem? He won in those states. He won by winning in those states. So why wouldn't you spend 90% of your money there? Why wouldn't you spend 100% of your money there? That's all you need to do is win those same states that you won when you won the election. But you got Drudge and the Lincoln Project village people having a problem with that. Let me tell you, that's not a problem. It's not weakness. This is what weakness is. Donald Trump extends DACA. That's weakness. That's his problem. His problem is not that, he won with the Electoral College as designed. His problem is that he made a lot of promises and he didn't come anywhere close to keeping them. The problem is that he's got a lot of power. And all he does is tweet, as you just heard. Yeah, he does a lot of tweets, doesn't he? Yeah, probably does. Does he do much else? No, he's basically set on the power that he had for the 4 years that we've had here. Everybody that thinks that he is just rolling this out as a rope-a-dope for these people, his time is just about up. So I guess any minute now he's going to build a wall, stop DACA, end the foreign wars, and do all these other things that he promised. That's the problem with Trump. Instead, what he's doing is now kowtowing to this tyranny by wearing a face mask. Are you kidding me? And he's been so cowed by these people that, now because he didn't stand up for free speech, for free political speech, for the free press 2 years ago when it began with InfoWars, now he's being purged off of Twitter. I said it would happen. And it has happened. And this is the weakness when you refuse to stand for principle that eventually comes for you. You know that thing? It was like, who was it? Pastor Martin Niemöller? First they came for InfoWars. I didn't do anything. Then they came for 800 different media establishments. 2 months later, I didn't do anything. I lost in the 2018 midterms. Then they came for all the conservative supporters of mine. And then they came for me. And there was nobody left. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style, total net surveillance, censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson site summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth. That is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, July 29th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is now day 135. 135 days of America locked down, gagged, blindfolded will be next. Well, they have blindfolded what you can see, haven't they? It's called censorship, technocrat censorship. We're going to talk about the White Coat Summit and the shameful things that you saw it done, not only the censorship, but also the attacks that were done against that doctor. And I'm going to talk about that. Do you think they would ever have gotten away with the kind of mocking that we see with this doctor if it had been the other way around? I mean, we had that Fox doctor go down to interview President Trump standing about 15 feet away from him. It was hilarious to watch that. From that standpoint. So he could go down and the two of them could hype the Fox sponsors, big pharmaceutical companies. What a shameful display that was, both for that quote unquote doctor and for President Trump. Oh, I don't know. Should I get the vaccine first? If everybody wants this thing, if I get it first, everybody's going to criticize. Maybe I should take it last. I'll do what you tell me to do. Oh yeah, he will do what they tell him to do, won't he? And he'll fund vaccines to a greater extent than Bill Gates will. But it's still not enough for them. You cannot appease these people. You cannot appease them. As President Trump last week, you know, as he did that, he started, you know, wearing the mask, telling her, you should wear the mask too. As he continues to hype the vaccines, and then he cancels the RNC convention. I said, you just can't appease these people, President Trump, and we see that. They cut him off when he talked again, tweeted out some stuff about hydroxychloroquine. See, it really wasn't even about certainly wasn't about demon seed or about alien DNA. No, it was about stopping fear. It was even beyond hydroxychloroquine. The real issue of what those doctors were doing, and I applaud them for this, they took on the fear campaign, the disinformation campaign, but primarily the fear. The fear. It is fear that we have to fear. That's why I said from the very beginning of this, I went back to the posters of Winston Churchill. You know, when they were saying, it's coming, the COVID virus is coming from China, we're all going to die. I said, well, that's not a reason for us to shut down our freedoms, is it? Did Winston Churchill go running through the streets with his hair on fire? Well, he was bald, but you know what? That fringe. did he set the fringe of his hair on fire running through the streets? We're all going to die. Go hide in your homes. No, he said, keep calm and carry on. Liberty is what matters and we will defend it with our lives. And a lot of people died, but they didn't give up their freedom. We gave up our freedom without a shot being fired before the first person died. We gave up our freedoms. That's where we are today. And I'm disgusted with the entire Western civilization. Not for the reasons of Antifa. I'm disgusted with the current people who occupy Western countries because we have lost Western civilization. We don't understand what is of any value anymore. It isn't just that we don't teach the great books anymore at the Ivy League colleges or anywhere in any of the colleges. We don't accept any of those values. And we don't value the core thing that they all talked about, which was liberty. You know, we're talking about politics. Yes, God is more important, but liberty, you know, liberty is a blessing from God. Never forget that. But as a body politic, as a society, if we don't set liberty as the thing that we are focused on, that we work on, we won't have it. And that's, we are the ones who destroyed Western civilization, not those kids who've been brainwashed in the schools. And we are now demanding that we open up schools again. Keep them closed. Keep them closed. Please keep them closed. All right, let's talk about, before we get into some of the specifics about where we are. We've got a lot of listeners who have sent me information. And I want to read you some of those, how they're being affected by this. And again, if you want to send me emails, davidknightshow@protonmail.com. But there's a satire piece that we'll open this up with from the Babylon Bee. I am more patriotic than Donald J. Trump, declared Alyssa Milano in a video depicting her entire head covered in masks. Lady Gaga responded by snapping an Instagram photo of her wearing a dress made completely out of COVID masks. I could see this happening. I could definitely see that happening with Gaga. Not to be outdone, Trump tweeted yet another photograph of himself, this time covered from head to toe. And 178 masks, shutting down all those other fake patriots forever. He tweeted out, look at your favorite president covered in thousands and thousands of the most beautiful masks. So patriotic. And that's basically the way I see him. That's essentially what he did in his appeasement last week. I mean, it's equivalent, like I said, not only just to Winston Churchill setting the fringe of his hair on fire, if he had done that, but to go running down the streets waving a Nazi flag. That's what Trump is equivalently doing. And we had those people who put on a mask that was a Nazi flag. That's not good optics. I understand what they were doing. But to put on a Nazi mask while you got a Trump shirt on, you understand how that's going to be used. They're not going to give you the opportunity to talk. They will use that picture, and it was used significantly. Featured at the top of the Drudge Report for probably 48 hours. Anyway, at the hearings yesterday, and we're going to have more on this, Attorney General Barr mocked the Democrats over masks. You had Jeffries, Hakeem Jeffries. Hakeem! Hakeem said, by June, President Trump irresponsibly continued to refuse to wear a mask despite public health guidance from his own experts. Was that superb? Yes or no? Was that superb? Yes or no? And Barr said, which guidance? The earlier guidance that the mask wouldn't work? Hakeem says, you know the guidance we're talking about. Well, you know, there is no subtle science when it comes to masks. Chris Calton has an excellent article. He says, as the 15 days to slow the spread continues to extend indefinitely, eternally, really. And how many times have I said this? I said this from the very beginning. Anything they take away from you, any freedom they take away from you, they will never give back. This is not a clairvoyant prediction. This is not a tip that I was given by some insiders. This is just observation of human nature that everybody knows. It's what the founders of this country knew. That's why they wanted to divide power. They said the most dangerous thing was the consolidation of power. And now we've seen it consolidated in the healthcare bureaucracy, unelected bureaucracy, that has now asserted itself as our new rulers. The men in power are never satisfied with the power that they have. It's like John D. Rockefeller when he was asked, you know, you're the richest man on earth. How much money is enough? He said, just a little bit more. They're never satisfied. And the same thing is true of men in power. And they never give it back. You're going to have to take it from them. you're going to have to take it. Anyway, the issue of mask mandates now, as this continues to extend indefinitely, eternally, has now become increasingly contentious. The debate has been exacerbated by the inconsistency of the recommendations of the authorities, of the experts. Early in the so-called pandemic, we had the CDC and the WHO advising against the use of masks, as we all know. The principle, he says, when you understand the principle of scarcity, policies mandating that healthy teenagers vie for medical products with their more vulnerable grandparents is a formula for exacerbating the most severe outcome of any viral infection. Well, we never had a shortage of pieces of cloth or mesh that we could put over our faces. And that is all that's required to appease these people. You just put something over your face to show that you are complying with their orders. It doesn't have anything to do with a real medical mask. We'll be right back.
You can't make this stuff up. A consortium of the UN, WHO, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the National Institutes of Health, and of course the Clinton Global Initiative, headed up by Chelsea Clinton on the board, are in control with Apple and Google with a hidden app on all phones that you cannot turn off to track and trace everywhere you go, they claim, for COVID, but of course it's really the Chinese Communist Social Score rollout. These people are sick, filthy criminals, and they want total control over society with the official global ID system. That's why it's called the Clinton Global Initiative. But you can fight back with the privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com. Little Faraday cages, little envelopes, put your phone in it, and these dirty, scumbag, fascist pieces of garbage can't get all that data and rape you with that data. Rape your privacy. Tell the rapist Clintons go to hell and get your privacy pockets in InfoWarsStore. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
Americans have had freedom for so long, and most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history, that we really have a blind spot for tyranny. We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long, and we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented, and that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
White Coat Summit and the way that the media attacked. And of course, Gates is pushing social media to censor even more. He's not happy with what happened yesterday. I mean, not only did they immediately get censored in the middle of the broadcast as it was proceeding by YouTube, but then a few hours later, Facebook took them down. Within the day, they had their website hoster take them down. But Gates says, we got to do more to stop this because this is where this is coming from. See, Gates, who is not a doctor, doesn't want you hearing from real doctors who challenge the conventional wisdom that is coming from Gates' surrogate, Fauci, who is in charge of our government at this point, who has shut our country down. He has done more to damage this country than Adolf Hitler ever did. Hitler never shut down our industry, never shut down every middle-class business. Never succeeded to that extent. We did it without a shot being fired. We had the president and everybody else wet their pants and shut down the government. What a pathetic group of people they are. Reminds me of the joke about Lord Nelson. I guess they're going to be taking that down at Trafalgar Square soon. But, you know, the joke... He has the fleet coming after him, and he tells his assistant, get my red vest, and he does it. Happens again as part of the military battle. He tells him, get my red vest again. He says, what are you telling me to get your red vest? He says, well, if I get shot, I don't want the men to see me bleeding. And so then the next day they say, well, the entire French fleet is off the coast here, and he goes, get me my brown pants. That's basically what happened here. That's basically... Trump put on his brown pants. Now he's wearing his mask as well. So you don't know who he is. Let's talk about the mask here. So, as this person who is writing from an economics perspective says, well, that's great because we saw the market, the free market, rapidly respond to the fear that was out there. So that's great. The free market, it can quickly respond to the fear generated by government and propaganda. Heartening to see how well entrepreneurs adapted to making masks cheaply available in various designs, sizes, materials, solving the problem of fear-driven people. And again, I'll remind you of the quote from Vladimir Lenin, who seemed to understand us better than we understand ourselves, when he said that the capitalists will sell the rope that is used to hang them. Perhaps that applies here. Anyway, he goes on to say, cloth masks, which have become the norm for public use, have been shown to have penetration rates as high as 97%, according to a BMJ study, which used to stand for the British Medical Journal, but now it's just known by its acronym, a study of the use of cloth masks during the far more serious 1918 influenza pandemic showed no beneficial results. Let me underscore that, because over the last weekend, it became a meme. They do everything they can to tie this pandemic to the 1918 pandemic. That has been the selling point for Gates for the longest period of time, and these people are dutifully complying with it. And so we had all the pictures and the articles done by the sycophantic propaganda mockingbird PSYOP press this last week showing, look at all these people wearing this. And I said, yeah, they all died too, didn't they? Because it doesn't work. I know it doesn't work. Maybe one of the reasons why they had such a high death rate. Because they didn't understand some of the basic things about hygiene. Like masks don't protect you. 97% failure rate at least. A study of the use of cloth masks showed that. It said another study demonstrated that cloth masks are particularly ineffective compared with medical masks, you think? Surgical and cotton medical masks fared better, but still with discouraging results overall. And so he points 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different references in his paper here, which I won't go into any deeper into that. He says the N95 masks, which are virtually unused by the public, however, their effectiveness appears to be dependent on whether they are properly fitted, which suggests that even the widespread public use of N95 masks would be marginal to non-existent in its effect. The potential harm, however, of wearing a mask is especially relevant, as the logic of many people is that wearing a mask can do no harm, even if it is ineffective, right? Nah, no problem. A number of studies show that mask wearers actually have an increased likelihood of viral infection, an increase that corresponds to the length of their use of masks. Several studies measured bacteria found on the masks themselves, suggesting that even if short-term masking, such as visiting an immunocompromised patient in the hospital, even if that is beneficial, or may be beneficial, prolonged use may compromise the usefulness of the mask. See here, 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 and here. Another six references. Five, rather. Other theories explaining why masks sometimes appear to produce increased rates of infection point to the compromised immune function caused by oxygen deprivation, which can also produce harmful effects, particularly for pregnant and asthmatic wearers. Yeah, do we need to have a scientific study that says if you've got asthma, putting something over your face that makes it difficult to breathe is going to have a negative impact on your health? I mean, do we really have to fund a government study for that? You know, just do your government studies on monkeys using cocaine. How about that? And so then he has references. See, here, 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 and here. Six different references. All right, let me give you an anecdotal case. An anecdotal case is one person talking about what happened to them. And, you know, we're told that we're not to pay any attention to those unless it underscores their side. And then CNN, the Drudge Report, will search the worldwide to find one young person who is sick with COVID-19, perhaps died, and then you can find in page 7, paragraph 95, that, oh yes, they just discovered that they had advanced leukemia as well. But he was an athlete, he was a coach for soccer, and he was in Spain, but we're going to make him headline news for a day. So that you understand that you're all going to die. And this isn't just something that's affecting people in rest home. So, yeah, they love anecdotal stories. So let me give you an anecdotal story that was sent to me by a listener. Again, you can send these to David Knight Show at protonmail.com. Our family friend, her son, has this now. The doctor said that he has never seen this before on the scale that her son has it. His face swelled up to the point that they thought it was a bad wisdom tooth flare-up. But she says he's been wearing a mask, working in a mask, 40 hours a week. And this is what happened to him. And she sent me a list. A salivary gland infection. And, of course, this can happen to medical conditions such as dry mouth or blockage in salivary glands. Also can be poor oral hygiene, which increases the growth of bacteria such as staph or influenza. Yeah, that type of thing. That's exactly what. Or it could be, you know, wearing a mask over your face 40 hours a week. Yeah, exactly. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
States cracking down on social gatherings, says CNN, because Fauci says if we don't, we'll see further surges in coronavirus positives because they're only ramping up the testing and because the tests have been designed at the Wuhan lab, it turns out, to be completely fraudulent. They cook the whole thing up offshore in a communist dictatorship with Fauci, Bill Gates, and the Chi-Coms to be directed by the UN as a giant planetary power grab. And now it's all over the news that indeed Bill Gates has developed digital tattoos under your skin, and so is Google, and they're deploying them at the airports next year where you'll have to have it to be able to travel, oh, and then soon to leave your house or go in a grocery store, and the contact tracers work for Bill and Melinda Gates and the Clintons, and they're going to come to your house and make sure you're inoculated. Yes, we're now inside the mark of the beast. Resist or be enslaved.
Affordable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, affordable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalist toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Christmas in July. We ran the sale last year. It was very, very popular. And so I am now announcing that we are running it again in the year 2020, a very important election year. And we have some fabulous new shirts that I think should be the campaign shirt of 2020. It's the American Eagle boldly spreading its wings, sitting atop a Betsy Ross flag. And the shirts are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got the idea from the Trump campaign having a similar shirt that the media called Nazi, which, of course, it isn't. And since it's so triggering to the leftists and the globalists, well, we're going to make sure there's even more of these on the streets to spread the word and exercise our First Amendment in the face of these tyrants. We also have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. So whatever great item it is that you want, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points on your next order, and at least 50% off across the board. Now, I'm going to have to end this sale very, very soon because a lot of these products are about to sell out. So take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
In light of the NHS budget, and of course this is the UK, the National Health System, and this is a study going back to 2015 before masks became a political issue. A political issue of censorship. You know, one of the things that they talked about in this White Coat Summit was the medical cancel culture. Cancel culture is nothing new, and it didn't start with social media. We started paying attention when you had celebrities and public figures purged because of the cancel culture. And how one mob, one petition from some perpetually offended liberal can ruin somebody's life. But it began long before that. It began when we had the so-called climate science, where there was no debate. No debate was allowed. As a matter of fact, you were not allowed to see their data either. Even after we saw the emails that they were passing each other back and forth under the table. From the University of East Anglia in the UK to Michael Mann at the University of Virginia, the models are not working. We've got to hide the decline. There's actually a decline in temperature here. This isn't what we've been telling people is going to happen. So we've got to find a way to hide the decline, even after that happened, with ClimateGate. I was with a group that sued to get the data from Michael Mann. This is the guy, Michael Mann at the University of Virginia, is the guy who invented, and I say invented, he didn't discover, he invented the hockey stick that was so famously used for propaganda by Al Gore in his Convenient Lie movie. And Michael Mann had published all of that data. There was no claim for intellectual property protection, which is what he did. He did it while he was working at the university on university computers, being paid for by the university, all public. His research, which had been published, was used to craft public policy. And we simply said, we'd like to see original data, especially since there's all this back and forth about hiding the decline and how the data doesn't fit with your models and everything. No, you can't do that. And of course, the criminal courts said, that's right, he can hide that. So the cancel culture is not unique to this point in time. It's not unique to social media. We have had this going on for decades as they come up with their agenda, say, we have scientists who support this, and we have studies that they've produced, and we like to say, well, we'd like to review that. Can you show us your data? No, you can't see the data. No, not going to let you see that. And this is science. Shut up. We have more people on our side than you have on your side, and we're not going to discuss or debate any of this. It's science. It's settled. Shut up. And if you say anything about it, you're going to be purged. No research grants for your university. The university will get rid of you. And this is what's happening to doctors now. In this COVID-19 thing, this is the end, not only of Western civilization, not only of the values of liberty, things that go back to the Magna Carta. This is the end of science, folks. Our society is going into a new dark age. No critical thought allowed. No criticism of authorities tolerated. And so going back to 2015, the Journal of the Royal Science of Medicine said, in light of the NHS budget constraints and a cost-cutting strategy, we examined the evidence base behind the use of surgical face masks, and we concluded that there is a lack of substantial evidence to support claims that face masks protect either patient or surgeon from infectious contamination. There you go. Before politics, and I've given you the studies that were done in Australia, they interviewed a lot of doctors, and they found that about a third of them said, this is nothing but tradition, and I don't even wear one when I'm doing an operation. And they were saying in 2015, we shouldn't be spending money on this. We need to spend our money other places. But now they're demanding it from everybody, and not surgical masks. They're demanding costume masks, because this is a costume ball. It is a masquerade being put on you by Fauci. The Fauci face burkas are part of the Fauci fatwa. This guy is forcing you into submission. Islam. That's right. Put on your submission mask to Fauci's fatwa. Dr. Mercola interviewed Dennis Rancourt. Now, Dennis Rancourt is somebody I mentioned before. He had a debate Friday. I've not seen the debate. He has a PhD. He works with the Ontario Civil Liberties Association. It's a volunteer position he's had for the last 6 years. Before that, he was a full professor of physics. He also did postdoctoral work in chemistry. And so basically what he does is he looks into scientific studies for the Ontario Civil Liberties Association. And in this interview, he had this to say, none of these well-designed studies that are intended to remove observational bias about masks found that there was a statistically significant advantage to wearing a mask versus not wearing a mask, as I just read that to you. One of them, the Royal Society of Medicine. He said, likewise, there was no detectable difference between respirators and a surgical mask. That, to me, was a clear sign that the science was telling us that they couldn't detect a positive utility of masks in this application. We're talking many really high-quality trials. What this means, and this is very important, is that if there was any significant advantage to wearing a mask to reduce this infection risk, then you would have detected that in at least one of these trials. Yet, there's no sign of it. But then I asked myself, as a physicist and a scientist, why would that be? Why would masks not work at all? So I looked into the biology and the physics of how these diseases are transmitted. When trying to tease out whether an intervention works against COVID-19 or not, it's important to look at death statistics. The number of deaths is really what's important, not the number of infected individuals, as many may not even exhibit symptoms. Right? And it's also dependent on how many people you test. It's also dependent on whether the test works. We know the test doesn't work. We know that it basically it's like a Russian roulette thing. I mean, it's the PCR test, the guy who did it, who won a Nobel Prize for it, said you can't use it for this. But we're going to use it for this. And we're going to give it to everybody. And so we're going to have a lot of people who are going to test positive. And on the basis of that, not on the basis of actual results of somebody getting this, then we will, and of course the CDC has said, in underscoring the fact that the PCR test does not work, they said it can't distinguish between a cold, flu, and COVID-19. Nevertheless, we will press on because it's political now. As noted by Rand Quart, epidemiologists have long known that you cannot reliably assign a cause of death during a viral pandemic. There is a tremendous bias in all of that. And of course, if you point out that bias, you will have your license looked at for revocation, as the doctor and senator in Minnesota found. So Rand Quart did a detailed study of the current date of all-cause mortality, showing that the all-cause mortality this past winter was no different statistically from previous decades. And I said this from the beginning. I said, you notice how all of a sudden the CDC numbers show that it is the leading cause of death. And then look at this. Nobody's having heart attacks anymore. Nobody's dying from pneumonia anymore. But those went down. It's like, well, maybe they're just shifting those over. But there's one other thing that he had to say, which I'd not seen before, and I think this is important. So it turns out these curves, which show the winter burden deaths as humps every winter, some of them in some jurisdictions have an additional very sharp peak. It doesn't represent a huge amount of deaths by comparison to the total winter burden because it's a very sharp peak, but it's also an anomaly, and it's not a natural peak. And he attributes it to this. He says they isolated the most vulnerable parts of society that already had comorbidity conditions and were in a fragile state. This would be people in nursing homes, the elderly. And why is it that we see virtually all of the deaths, elderly people, and it goes up exponentially as you look at the decade? And you have nobody, essentially, under the age of 45 dying from this, statistically zero. It's because they did exactly this. They ensured that the many people who were locked into these institutions would die from this particular seasonal virus that caused the respiratory diseases. But the virus itself was no more virulent than other viruses. But they pushed people who were sick into the rest homes. And then they shut down people who needed other medical care. And I have a heartbreaking story about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. But the number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism.
I actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us, not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
Americans have had freedom for so long, and most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history, that we really have a blind spot for tyranny. We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long, and we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented, and that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get.
There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the M95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95. You get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Before we get into a very sad story about how this has affected one of the listeners here, I just want to remind you about the products that we have, part of our Christmas in July sale. We have 3 days remaining. The sale is free shipping, double Patriot points that will get you discounts on products in the future, and we double it up. Every time you buy something, you get Patriot points, and you can use those Patriot points to get discounts. We've doubled that up now, in addition to free shipping. In addition to 50 to 60% off, and we have a lot of products that are about to sell out. Bodies are all natural, anti-inflammatory. This is turmeric and many other ingredients to help fight inflammation. 50% off, selling out. Living Defense, selling out soon. 50% off. Vaso Beet, selling out soon. Concentrate beet juice, which acts as a vasodilator. Turbo Force, 50%, selling off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% and selling out soon. We also have other products like BioTrue Selenium. And let me just pause here for a second. There was an article about COVID-19 and selenium going back to the beginning of this. And some people were saying, you know, there's certain things. You look at zinc. Zinc is antiviral. You look at vitamin D. Vitamin D does not kill COVID-19. What it does is it boosts your immune system, makes your immune system healthy so that your immune system can fight not only COVID-19, but a lot of other things. Because, you know, there's a good chance, as a matter of fact, even with the inflated numbers from the CDC, there is a 94% chance that you're going to die from something else. And I would say it's much higher than 94% that you're going to die from something else. So you want to make sure that you are in as good a health as possible. And so you've had doctors at the very beginning of this, the former head of the CDC, as well as current researchers at the NIH and everybody else, saying that vitamin D is a very essential thing. And, of course, that's one of the products that we have on sale right now as well. Winter Sun is 50% off as well. Our BioTrue Selenium is also 50% off. We call it BioTrue because it's non-GMO, totally organic. But when we talk about selenium, it's one of these things that, again, is an essential dietary trace element. Over the last 40 years, they found that it is a significant factor in affecting the incidence, the severity, or the mortality of various viral diseases in both animals and humans. It's been studied extensively in the case of HIV and AIDS, where selenium status has proven to be an important determinant of disease progression and mortality. And then they found this interesting, because this was a study that was done, an article that was done about mid-April, when everything was still predominantly focused in China. They said China has geographical regions that are known to have either extremely high or extremely low levels of selenium in the soil. And they said they had a particular disease that they called Kaesan disease, which was identified in an area of China called Kaesan. It involves potentially fatal weakening of the heart. So eventually they found that it also had a viral cofactor. Nevertheless, its incidence and its severity were greatly reduced through a dietary selenium supplementation. So this is something they saw a big concentration of. The primary aspect of it was viral, but they found that when they addressed the selenium deficiency, that it made a big difference. This is why we talk about nutraceuticals. This is why you ought to take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Natural, good quality nutraceuticals, now 50 to 60% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, and this is going to end in 3 days, the end of July, which is Friday. I wanted to read you a email that was sent to me. The lady said, I moved from Montana to Arizona to get a secondary degree in math, worked with the chair of the math department, but I've had a really bad 12 months here. She said, my husband's heart slowed down, and by the time the incompetent health system diagnosed what he needed, and it was a BIVICD unit. I don't know what that is. He needed that to pump and to defib as needed. She said, our brilliant governor, Doug Ducey, said, only COVID cases are going to be allowed to be treated. This is one of the things that the white coats were talking about yesterday. And this is one of the reasons why I do not believe that heart disease and death from heart disease went down during this, because they were holding back treatment for that, as well as cancer and many other things, early detection. No. We're only going to do COVID, and we're only going to count people dying from COVID and so forth. And we're going to presume that they died from COVID, even if we don't have a phony test that shows that they died with it. Anyway, she said, the governor said, nope, we're only going to have COVID cases. So her husband, who needed this equipment for his heart disease, and the governor also said no elective surgeries. So she said he passed away in May. So I'm very sorry to hear that, Vivian. But that's what this eventually leads to. I get another one from a nurse in Colorado Springs. So she works at a major hospital. She said, I saw no dead bodies, just empty ERs. Lost PTO. I don't know what that is. Forced time off, etc. I have picked up a job as a front door temperature checker at my hospital. And I've never had an elevated temperature, not even a sniffle. I've done hundreds of these checks. Hundreds of them. And she writes a very long op-ed piece talking about the suck factor as she looks at 2020. I'm ready for 2020 to be hindsight myself, quite frankly. So if I don't think it's going to get any better in 2021 or 2022, I think it's going to get worse if we allow these things that have been imposed on us to stand. She said, and the social media and the internet are being used as multimedia blitzkrieg, and it's doing its job. Nowhere, of course, can the truth be found, so we continue this tireless search for answers. It may be paradoxical, but we spend the majority of our time searching for answers on the internet. We believe the answers must be there, on our little phones. What if the answer to what's going on really isn't on the internet? Maybe it's time to get our heads out of the internet, out of them waiting to tell us what the next grand step will be in this experimentation of behavior management theory. That's exactly what it is, B.F. Skinner. Maybe it's time to resist the control. We need to decide as people when enough is enough. And I'm not talking about unchristian-like values or not treating every man like he's your brother. I'm talking about asking ourselves, just how much longer can we go on being unhappy? How did we feel? Ask yourself, how did we feel for months every day? Something new was reported with enthusiasm that was worse than the day before. How did we feel being told to stay in our homes for months on end? How did we feel being told to shut our businesses down, spreading a wave of economic damage throughout the economy? How did it feel to lose your job? A government check is no replacement for a job. Finally, how does it feel to be forced to continue to comply with rules while simultaneously being given conflicting information about how the virus behaves? It's contrary to the current knowledge of doctors, scientists. This is a significant amount of chaos in a short period of time. 2020. It now appears that we are in the mask control stage where they're going to impose a penalty. What's next? Well, that's why you listen to this program. And I'm going to tell you what's next. It's the vaccine. That's what's next. But all of these things that they were going to put in by 2030, and we knew that it was going to happen before 2030. Frankly, I'm surprised at how early it has come in, which is not a good sign, because that means that they have some other things that they want to usher in by then, besides just the stuff that's on the UN 2030 agenda. I really kind of thought that this would happen after the 2024 election. But no, they can't wait. COVID-19, she writes, has become the excuse for crimes to be committed openly in the form of an increasingly authoritarian government against the American people. Many of us are still in the stooped and stunned phase. That's a good way to describe it. It's rolling out so quickly that that's why I call it a blitzkrieg. I call it a propaganda information war blitzkrieg, because this is shock and awe. They're constantly coming up with some new approach, some new fear that they're mongering. And this is the way they fight wars. This is a war against you and me. This is a war against our countries. This is a war that began and is continuing with a siege and sanctions, economic sanctions. But it has other aspects as well. As we see the violence in the streets, now the violence and the laws around these mask mandates, and it's going to be escalating into the vaccine mandates as well. They're hitting us with multiple things. They're bringing them on very, very quickly. So she says there will always be another move by the government to test the willingness of its subjects. So how about we just say no as a group? We must remember to never submit to a tyrannical government whose objective at least partially appears to keep its citizens in a perpetual state of fear and anxiety and shock, I would say. Shock and awe. Life is beautiful where there is freedom. Thank you, ML Perry. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the White Coat Summit. We're going to talk about the how Barr was barred and unheard at the hearings. And then we'll also talk about some I've got some great news about how to find food without having to go to a grocery store.
Imagine telling someone just a year ago that in the middle of 2020, the Democrats, as well as many Republican leaders, would be calling for the United Nations WHO edict that all Americans wear masks, be a, quote, federal order and mandate. Totally unconstitutional, annihilating states' rights. Think about that. A woman can kill her baby. We pay for illegal aliens' health care. But you've got to wear a mask for a virus that killed 20-plus times less than what they said, even if you believe the official story. This is about the WHO, the globalists, testing their power through the media over the federal government to set policy in the United States. This is our punishment for not going with the carbon taxes and the Paris Accord and all of it. And by the way, they admit that. They say, now your carbon's down one way or another, you stupid Americans.
I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal, naturally fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWar.
Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com. Or go directly to DrJonesNaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth. And it's, I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste from a major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad and people said, I would like to put out a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all this silicate and all these fillers. And very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. It's your move. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Coming up in this hour, we're going to talk in detail about the White Coat Summit. We're going to talk about the tactics, and we're going to talk about how that they use to push back against that. And how Bill Gates, who is not a doctor, but seems to, and he was not elected, but he seems to be our current ruler and medical expert, all rolled into one. And now he's saying that the social media companies just aren't taking down bad content quickly enough for him. We're also going to take a look at Bill Barr. We're also going to take a look at what is going on with schooling and education, what should be happening with that, as well as some good news about how to find food in your area. And that was sent to me by a listener. I'm going to tell you about that. Meanwhile, as we were talking about the suck factor, as a listener called it in her essay, I read part of that to you, that 2020 is, I have another letter from Scotland, the listener there. He says, you know, you think about network, and we've been thinking about that. I'm feeling very much like he did. The news presenter tells everybody, open up the window and shout, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. He says, I wonder how many people would open up their windows today and would shout through the bars of their home because, you know, now we got barred windows because the crime is worse. If you did open up your window and you shouted out, you would have the Stasi neighbor of yours that would call the police on you. Oh, this person is shouting and they don't have a mask. Arrest them. Yeah, that's exactly right. He says, how many people would do that today and shout out? He says, I watch here in Scotland, which, like the rest of the UK, is an open prison. There is no William Wallace here. Well, we have to be the William Wallace, don't we? Each and every one of us. We have to look at this and we have to say, are we going to take this? Are we going to do something about it? And quite frankly, you know, when we look at the picture of the one guy in that sea of Nazis that was, everybody is doing a Sieg Heil except for one guy. And he's just standing there with his arms down. And eventually, if you follow that guy's life story, he eventually was arrested and they took him away. But he did not submit. And we look at the video clip of the one athlete over the weekend who said, I'm not going to kneel. I don't kneel to anybody but God. I don't salute dictators. I don't kneel to these dictates of the left. There he is. There's that picture. And so, folks, it's up to you to be the William Wallace, to be that guy. And then I had this person write me. I asked if I could use his name. He said, please do. His name is Don Shackelford. He's in South Carolina. He said he went into a store. And it was a store, a cell phone store. And he said they were telling him he had to wear a mask. He says, I'm not going to wear a mask. They called the cops, and the cops showed up. He said, the sheriff was physically rough with me. I never resisted him. I had abrasions on my wrists, my handcuffs, fingerprint bruise on my right arm, multiple bruises on my side. I have pictures. He said my right knee and shoulder are all still sore. Who says law enforcement is only brutal to black Americans? He says, I'm white. I was shown no quarter because I stood up for my rights. This can be about the masks. It will be about the vaccines. It'll be about anything that you refuse to do. It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, like I said, excessive force begins with excessive laws. So maybe it was the InfoWars shirt I had on, Spirit of 76, anyway. He said, if the sheriff would have asked me, I would have complied. Instead, he and two other officers jumped me, roughed me up, dragged me to the police car in front of my six-year-old, no less. I've never resisted, but I stood strong verbally expressing my rights to the sheriff. This is it, folks. Do not go quietly. You don't have to fight necessarily, but do not go quietly. Do not go quietly. And, of course, he's going to take action against those store owners.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style, total net surveillance, censorship with AI.
The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson's site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
All right, it's day 135 of our lockdown tyranny. And, of course, it was on day 133, in case you want to set up a timeline of tyranny. I'm going to do that at some point in time. we got to stop this, folks. And a good example of this is on day 133 that we had the White Coat Summit, and it was exactly what I've been saying needed to be done. I'm very happy that these people did it. I said, we've got to have medical experts. We've got to have people in the field. We've got to have President Trump get those like the epidemiologist, Dr. Ioannidis out of Stanford University, who called the fraud from the very beginning, instead of continuing along the lines of people like Fauci and Birx, the CDC, the NIH, the Imperial College of London, who have lied to us with junk science from the very beginning. These are people who've been on the front lines, and they're telling us about their experiences. But we're not allowed to listen to that. I mean, we can go through the world, as I said before, find a story about one person somewhere that's young, and we'll ignore any other conditions. Oh, they didn't have any other conditions. And we know that they died from COVID-19. That guy on that motorcycle, too, the guy who shot himself in the head, those were all COVID-19 as well. They will go through that. They'll give you an anecdotal story. But when you get a dozen doctors out there, say, let me tell you about my experience. Look what they did to Zelenko. The people in his town told him, shut up. You get a guy who is an honest man, a doctor who has practiced for decades, basically at the point of tears because a couple of months ago he blew the whistle on how the CDC was telling people to make out fraudulent death reports about COVID-19. And now they say, oh, we want your medical license. All he did was report because he's also a state senator. He said, look at this. They're telling people to presume this even without testing. He says, this isn't reasonable. You know, we never really know what people die of unless we do a detailed autopsy. We're not doing detailed autopsies, and now they're telling us, don't even do a test, just presume it. We don't have enough tests. And by the way, the tests don't work either. But here's what they're, let me tell you why this is so dangerous to them. It was really about pushing back against the fear and the lies. And so now they've made it about something completely different. Now they have really rapidly accelerated the censorship and the control in the wake of this. Let me just go back and show you, though, the agenda, Monday's agenda. This was published on Breitbart. Breitbart covered it live, and they had a lot of, and now they're getting punished, too, for doing that. But here's their agenda. You know, they have coffee and opening remarks, and the first thing was schools. The next topic, virus and disease facts. The next topic, hoaxes identified, then hoaxes demonstrated. Then they talked about the medical cancel culture. Well, they've got a lot more to talk about with that now, don't they? The medical cancel culture. We will not do science. Nobody will question the orthodox wisdom, conventional wisdom, the majority wisdom, which means that with that being the case, this has become purely politicized. We're no longer in the area of science, and it will be the death of science because all science is based on skepticism. The only time you have an advance in science is when you question conventional wisdom. Anyway, medical cancel culture, the next topic was fear. Fear. So they're censoring people, and then we have a fear campaign, and then we have public policy, which is based on the fear and the medical censorship. Then in the afternoon, they had HCQ. Then they had follow the money. Then the next topic was lockdowns and then individual physician interviews. You can understand why this is so dangerous to the technocratic overlords who are working as part of this globalist agenda to shut this all down. That agenda right there tells you everything you need to know why these people are being attacked, why they're being attacked. Dr. Simone Gold, who was the founder of America's Frontline Doctors, she stated in a recent tweet, she said, our website host, Squarespace, has just completely and arbitrarily shut down our website, claiming a violation of their terms of service. Because, see, they set up the terms of service and they can constantly change the terms of service and they don't have to abide by the terms of service because rulers don't obey the rules that they make. They make rules. They don't obey them. This is not a republic. It's not even a democracy. These people do what they want. These are your technocratic overlords. They will make the rules. You will obey their rules. They will not follow their rules. Terms of service, my. Yeah, this is what we all, oh, you violated the term. Says who? What was their term of service that was violated? They said, well, you have activity that is false, fraudulent, inaccurate, or deceiving. So, this website host decided that they know better than the doctors. See, all science is already settled. We already know everything that we're going to know because of this kind of attitude. And they're right. We already know everything. We already know everything. And they said that they had footage of the event live streaming on Periscope, which is Twitter's live streaming platform. It had generated 1 million views before being removed by the site, by Twitter. Footage on Facebook had accumulated over 17 million views within 8 hours. There were 185,000 concurrent viewers at the time that it was streamed. On YouTube, a clip from the event got 80,000 views before it was removed from the platform for, quote, violating YouTube's community guidelines. You know, thou shalt not say anything that will keep people from getting a vaccine and staying locked down. That's part of their new guidelines. I think they just put that in. When did they do that? Like March or something like that? New guidelines. Just click here to accept the terms of services. Okay, you didn't take time to read it, but that's all. Anything that opposes something that Fauci says, you will be kicked off. New terms of service. Just like that. And so when you see all the mainstream media talking about this all day yesterday, they would say, social media giants, this is CNN, headline, social media giants remove viral video with false coronavirus claims that Trump retweeted. A video featuring a group of doctors making false and dubious claims, according to CNN, related to the coronavirus was removed by Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube after going viral. A speaker who identifies herself as a doctor. Do you think that they would ever do that to anybody else? A so-called doctor, says the so-called journalists at CNN. What arrogance these people have. Oh, no, no. We have all the authorities. Yeah, you call yourself a doctor. This is a doctor over here, Fauci. He probably hasn't seen a patient in 40 years, if ever. He's been there at the NIH for 35. The woman, they don't call her a doctor. The woman claims, this virus has a cure. It's called hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and Zithromax. You don't need a mask. There is a cure. And then they debunk it. How? How do they debunk this with the science? I've told you that there have been meta studies looking at hydroxychloroquine, 105,000 patients. And again, I forget, it's like 29 different countries, a meta study. If you look at those 105,000 patients, a lot of studies, some of them 5,000, 6,000 people in a study, they found overall, for the 105,000, that the fatality rate was one-third of what it was for other patients. But they say in CNN, the claims run contrary to advice from public health officials. Therefore, it's false. See? There you go. There you go. So that goes back to the section where they're talking about the medical cancel culture. Dr. Fauci then rebuked Trump for tweeting against him. I have not been misleading the American public. Oh, that's right. The people that he's been passing the data on, they were the ones who are misleading the public, right? And then there's this latest fable from the media, from the Sun. How your height could double your risk of catching coronavirus. Yes, the latest fable. Does that mean then that Fauci is going to have us all bowing and kneeling? There shall be no one who is higher than I am, and we're all going to have to scrape pretty low to get lower than him. I am the underminer. I am beneath you, but nothing is beneath me. We'll be right back with some more incredible stories. Stay with us.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
CNN, USA Today, and other mainstream media fake news outlets came out and said that a new Trump campaign t-shirt that has an American eagle spreading its wings standing on top of an American flag is Nazi. And they had the Soros-funded Snopes groups and others fact-check it to say, yes, now the American flag and, yes, the American eagle are Nazis. No, George Soros that funds Snopes and Media Matters and the rest of them, he's the real Nazi collaborator. But this shirt, I think, is really the perfect campaign shirt. So we've made one even better than what Trump's people came up with. Two different versions of it with something even worse, the Betsy Ross flag, our first flag that they also say is racist, even though she was a famous abolitionist. So these shirts are at InfoWars.com. They're the American Eagle, Betsy Ross flags. Two different designs, guaranteed to spread the word, and of course trigger lip tarts everywhere. Exercise your First Amendment or lose it. InfoWarsStore.com.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article that's linked on InfoWars.com saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking and saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 that this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. InfoWars.com. You can't make this stuff up. A consortium of the UN, WHO, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the National Institutes of Health, and, of course, the Clinton Global Initiative, headed up by Chelsea Clinton on the board, are in control with Apple and Google with a hidden app on all phones that you cannot turn off to track and trace everywhere you go. They claim for COVID, but of course it's really the Chinese Communist Social Score rollout. These people are sick, filthy criminals, and they want total control over society with the official global ID system. That's why it's called the Clinton Global Initiative. But you can fight back with the privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com. Little Faraday cages, little envelopes, put your phone in it, and these dirty, scumbag, fascist pieces of garbage can't get all that data and rape you with that data. Rape your privacy. Tell the rapist Clintons go to hell and get your privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
More to say about the aftermath of this White Coat Summit. Just briefly to repeat, in case somebody is joining the program at this point in time, the fact that this was exactly what was needed. They didn't simply talk about HCQ. And as a matter of fact, they didn't even talk about alien DNA, which is now trending on Twitter. Had nothing to do with any of that. These people came after them, CNN came after them, because they said, well, it's about hydroxychloroquine. We've proven that it's not effective. Why? How did they prove it? Well, they had a pronouncement from Fauci that proved it. And as ridiculous as that is, what they're really coming after them was not even the HCQ. They came after them because they said, you don't have to be afraid of this. We have cures for this. We've been on the front line, and we know how to treat this. It's not the end of the world for 99.8% of the people. It's not the end of the world. We know how to treat this. Stop the lockdown. This is insane. And so they were pushing back against the fear. And that's what these technocrats are truly afraid of. Somebody who will stand up, who has been on the front line, who can debunk the lies of the so-called experts in the mainstream media that are locking us down for political purposes, not for science, not for medicine, but for political purposes. This is a control tactic. You can see it very clearly with the masks. But after you had Google, Facebook, Twitter, pull down an entire tweet from President Trump because he retweeted it. You see outlets like the Daily Mail saying Trump has a video that he shared of a doctor wrongly saying that hydroxychloroquine can cure coronavirus. He has it removed. And then they say the NIH determined it provided no benefit to the patients that they studied. Oh, did they? Well, maybe Daily Mail, you ought to go back and take a look at 2005 when the NIH said, yes, it's very effective for SARS. For coronaviruses. It's very effective, not only as a preventative. Remember, this great white hopium that they have for us, a vaccine, which we're making hundreds of millions of doses for, and we're spending tens of billions of dollars to produce. This great hope of vaccines, if it was safe, if it did work, it would only prevent the disease. It would not cure it. Vaccines do not cure. They prevent if they work. And so they looked at it. They said in 2005, the same NIH under the same Fauci said that coronavirus not only prevented but cured, hydroxychloroquine cured and prevented coronavirus. And so that's what it was really about. But then they focused on this doctor. Who is now in Houston, Stella Emanuel. And take a look at this tweet where they put this out. If LSD became a doctor, hashtag alien DNA. Now, if anybody had done that to a black woman immigrant who is a conservative, they would have been apoplectic. You would have never heard an end to the echo chamber of screams about racism, 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 white privilege, and all this other kind of stuff, right? And yet, nobody in the conservative press is calling them out on their racism. And their xenophobia. And their misogyny and their ignorance and their prejudice and everything else about this. Why not? Why not? Yeah, she's made some statements that are unorthodox. But now, you know, yesterday it was demon sperm and alien DNA. All this has been trending on Twitter as they take these people down. A very familiar tactic to those of us here at InfoWars. You are going to first purge the people that you're going to attack so they can't defend themselves, and then you hit them with a nonstop barrage of things like gay frogs out of context. I don't know what she was saying, whether it was in context or not. It sounds like it's an unorthodox religious belief that I wouldn't defend or identify with. But it really doesn't have anything to do with whether or not she cured 350 people with hydroxychloroquine. See, that's what they don't want to address. Nobody disputed that she cured these people. They said, it's settled. It doesn't work because Fauci told us. And I don't care she's cured 350 people. I don't even want to look at the evidence. I'm not even going to talk about that. What else has she done in her life? And all this going into her life and demonizing and attacking her personally, all of that happened after they shut it down. They said, we shut down because of HCQ. And I'm telling you, they shut it down because they pointed out the lies, the financial corruption behind all of this, follow the money, and the fear that's being created by this, and the fact that there's multiple things that you can do to protect yourself against this and to cure it if you get it. And those things are being withheld. Why? For fear. For money. And so they came after her, and now they're on a tear to destroy her life. Now, I don't know what she's saying about alien DNA. Is she talking about what Crick and Watson were talking about? You know, Crick and Watson, the two scientists who discovered DNA? They looked at it and they said, well, evolution can't be true because this is a code, a very sophisticated code, a code that it took Francis Collins, who's now head of the NIH, took he and a team of scientists and all the best computers that they could muster at the time. It took them decades to unlock that code, and they never did. They said, yeah, you know, most of it's junk DNA, which means they don't understand it yet. But it's a very sophisticated code. If you have a code that implies an intelligence that created that code, the more they learn about biology, the more they find there's no simple organisms. Instead, the more they find that it is a design, that it is intelligence. And so Crick and Watson said, well, I'm not going to admit that there could be a God. So I'll say that this was, that life here on Earth was created by intelligent beings who came here. We'll call that panspermia. Now, is that alien DNA? Should we come after Crick and Watson? Like, I don't believe in panspermia. I think that's nonsense. Do I believe that they had some very significant discoveries about DNA? Absolutely. Does their idea of panspermia, does that discredit everything that they have discovered about DNA? No. 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 Does her talk that she does outside of this about demon sperm and alien DNA, does that discredit the fact that she cured 350 people of HCQ, with HCQ of COVID-19? No, they don't want to talk about that. We see this all the time where they demonize people and come after them. As a matter of fact, we got time. Play video clip number two. This is one guy who encountered her, a white liberal. Listen to this.
You're betraying Black Lives Matter.
I'm black.
Yeah, but that's not...
You're white.
You know, you're not black on the inside. I'm more black than you on the inside at this particular point.
Yeah. You're black.
There were people during the times of slavery who enabled the slavers. You're on the wrong side, ma'am. I promise you. You are
He's
my sister.
Black than she
I'm you standing here. I promise you, we all are.
Antifa with a mask on. He's more around. Black than she my is. And you know what? I'm sure next we'll see him running for president, just like Elizabeth Warren and Robert Francis O'Rourke, who identified as Hispanic. Elizabeth Warren, who says she's an Indian. And this guy who says he's more black than this woman from Nigeria. And how dare a woman called herself a doctor, especially a black woman, a migrant.
It's Christmas in July. We ran the sale last year. It was very, very popular. And so I am now announcing that we are running it again in the year 2020, a very important election year. And we have some fabulous new shirts that I think should be the campaign shirt of 2020. It's the American Eagle boldly spreading its wings, sitting atop a Betsy Ross flag. And the shirts are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got the idea from the Trump campaign having a similar shirt that the media called Nazi, which, of course, it isn't. And since it's so triggering to the leftists and the globalists, well, we're going to make sure there's even more of these on the streets to spread the word and exercise our First Amendment in the face of these tyrants. We also have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. So whatever great item it is that you want, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points on your next order, and at least 50% off across the board. Now, I'm going to have to end this sale very, very soon because a lot of these products are about to sell out. So take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. There are a lot of reasons. reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the M95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95. You get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Another part of the Great Awakening that's taking place is people that haven't even been religious or Christian now see how evil is out in the open, how hundreds of churches have been burned in Europe and the U.S., hundreds of Christian icons have been burned, destroyed. Jesuses have had their heads cut off all over the country, all over the Philippines, all over Europe. Virgin Marys are getting torn down. I mean, crosses are being torn down. It's absolutely out of control, but people now understand that evil was always real. It is spiritual, and it was just waiting to make its move, building beneath the surface, and now it's emerged. That's why when I ask listeners and viewers for your prayer, I mean it. I'm praying for America. I'm praying for you, and I know the power of prayer is real, and God hears it. We need to come together and pray for an even greater awakening. Pray for Donald Trump to be protected. Pray for him to win in a landslide. And pray for the people under deception of the globalists to awaken and join us in liberty and freedom. God bless you all. Please pray for InfoWars as well.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, Vasobeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market. Fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body, Vasobeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Okay, so the reaction from the technocrats and the bureaucrats was swift and furious. You had President Trump's tweet completely removed. You had Twitter partially suspending Donald Trump Jr., put him in Twitter jail. You have the website host of the website for this group, Frontline Doctors, I think it's something like that, for the White Coat Summit. They had their website taken down by their host provider, saying you did false information. What false information? Who says it's false? Oh, well, it's false because the NIH says the Daily Mail. The NIH. We're taking scientific advice from a tabloid run by Piers Morgan. The NIH determined that it provided no benefit to the patients that they studied. Well, no, they concluded just the opposite 15 years ago when there wasn't a political agenda attached to it. They said it not only cured but prevented coronavirus, SARS, and other coronaviruses. But they say, well, you know, further down the article, the Daily Mail says, Facebook and these people took this down. They said, these are myths that have been debunked by the WHO. Well, why doesn't the WHO then debunk that 2005 NIH study? Debunk that. I'd like to see Fauci debunk his own organization's study back in 2005. That'd be interesting. But we just have to pay attention to whatever the authorities tell us. It's the government says this, and so we will dutifully tell you everything they had to say. You know, just like the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Just like the fact that, Saddam was building weapons of mass destruction. We had, Assad was gassing his own people and every one of these cities that they were about to overrun. Just so that we would, get involved and put troops on the ground. The fact that the Skripals were, poisoned by a nerve gas that is 8 times more toxic, than our own nerve gas, Novichok. But nobody died? Yeah, we just believe it. Why? Because we're being told that by Nikki Haley, by the military-industrial complex, by Theresa May, by the authorities, by the press. We just believe whatever they tell us, right? Question authority. Question these narratives. Question the science, or it's not science. And so Dan Erickson, one of the doctors who spoke, said, well, you know, the attempts to censor this video backfired. They had another conference yesterday to talk about the censorship. We said, already talked about the cancel culture in medicine. That already talked about the corruption, follow the money. They talked about the fear campaign that had been put out there. They talked about how the disease worked, how the disease had been treated successfully by them many different times. And so he said it's just caused the press conference to be talked about and distributed much more widely. That's right. Absolutely. If it hadn't been censored, I probably wouldn't have noticed. And you wouldn't have noticed either. You know, the Streisand effect. Except now I guess we could call this the Corona effect. What is this information that they are so dreadfully concerned that you're not going to get it? And then they even went further because Breitbart was pushing this stuff out. Now Google has purged Breitbart from search results. See how it works? They continue to step this up. Daily Beast, Trump's new favorite COVID doctor, believes in alien DNA and demon sperm and hydroxychloroquine. See, they equate all three of those things together. And again, they are not equated, as I said before. Crick and Watson believe in panspermia. They believe in alien DNA. But I will go their advice. And, you know, I don't ask a doctor when I go to be treated by them. I don't ask them, do you believe in evolution? Because I think that's ridiculous, just like Crick and Watson thought it was ridiculous. I don't believe that a tornado in a junkyard is going to construct a skyscraper. And that's basically what we're talking about. No intelligence, just random chance. But I don't ask most of the doctors, probably because they've gone through medical school and so forth, and they haven't really thought through that idea. Most of them probably do believe in evolution. So I don't ask my doctors if they believe in evolution. I'm interested as to whether or not they know what they're doing in terms of practice of medicine. I don't really care what their opinion is on evolution any more than I care what the opinion of my plumber is on evolution. Yeah, except for his own personal salvation. But, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with their competency, but they make it about this. But, of course, we're talking about the Daily Beast. So consider the source. Consider the source. When we look at this, again, I'll just repeat more evidence. Sweden defeated the coronavirus without a lockdown, and now, reports Zero Hedge, its companies are reaping the benefits. You know, I played you the clip of the reporter from either CNN or MSNBC walking the streets of some Swedish city, mumbling into his microphone with a cloth mask over his face, and all these people walking by him, kind of looking at him like, oh, American. Oh, American media. They didn't have masks on. Country's decision to skip lockdowns to keep its country relatively open has paid off. Even if Sweden does have a significantly higher mortality rate than its neighbors, it is still much, much, there it is. You guys are fast. Thank you. Still much lower than all of the worst hit Western European countries. Astronomically lower than New York City and Italy, the ones who locked down early, totally, and most authoritarianly. They said a reflection of a series of early outbreaks in managed care homes led to widespread fatalities in Sweden, just like it did in New York. And then the Ron Paul Institute talks about from Sweden to Uruguay, the evidence is clear. The lockdown cure is much worse than the disease. It is the ultimate divide and conquer strategy. And that's exactly what this. Take a look at this. Just roll this as B-roll. This is a woman confronting a young mother with her child. because the mother and the child are not wearing a mask. And this woman is wearing a mask. But of course, you're not protected if you wear a mask. You other people, you got to wear a mask. And she actually looks at her and says, this woman literally looks into these children's eyes and says, I hope you all die. And the person who tweeted out this video said, I'm at a loss for words. I am too. I saw this from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She said, it's hard to express what I'm feeling right now. You know, we look at this. This is the, it goes beyond the Stockholm syndrome. As I said yesterday, this is the Berlin syndrome. These are people who are jumping happily into their role as informants, as enforcers, as Stasi partners, partners of the Gesundheitsführers, as Eric Peters calls them. Yeah. Good health. Sing Heil. I hope you all die. I'm going to take you away. And they are when it comes to vaccines. And that's what we're going to talk about coming up here next, quite frankly. But as we, before we leave this, just one last thing. It's like nothing we have ever seen before. Are we talking about the virus? No. Yeah, this lockdown is like nothing we've ever seen before. The immediate destruction of 50 million jobs. And who knows how many businesses ultimately. Now more than 60% of the restaurants that have closed said they're not going to reopen. So what is like nothing we've ever seen before? An imminent wave of evictions, of homelessness. This is the product of this. Like one of the doctors said. He said, so did the lockdown work? Well, that depends. If your goal was to increase suicides, if your goal was to make people poor and dependent on the government, if that was your goal, yeah, it's worked great. And quite frankly, folks, that was the goal. That was the goal. They've had that plan for a long time. It's called the UN Agenda 2030. That is the goal. Meanwhile, Governor Cuomo is going to investigate a packed, illegal, and reckless charity concert, he says. You know, it used to be a joke. He'd say the Democrats or Republicans are worried that somewhere, someone is having a good time. And we're going to put a stop to that. And there's Governor Cuomo. And I mean, he is reckless and illegal, endangerment of public health by these people who are holding a charity concert, and we're going to stop that. It was a chain smokers rock concert in Southampton. Well, you know what's illegal and reckless? Governor Cuomo, Fauci, and the rules that they have imposed on us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
States cracking down on social gatherings, says CNN, because Fauci says if we don't, we'll see further surges in coronavirus positives because they're only ramping up the testing and because the tests have been designed at the Wuhan lab, it turns out, to be completely fraudulent. They cook the whole thing up offshore in a communist dictatorship with Fauci, Bill Gates, and the Chi-Coms to be directed by the UN as a giant planetary power grab. And now it's all over the news that indeed Bill Gates has developed digital tattoos under your skin, and so is Google, and they're deploying them at the airports next year where you'll have to have it to be able to travel, oh, and then soon to leave your house or go in a grocery store, and the contact tracers work for Bill and Melinda Gates and the Clintons, and they're going to come to your house and make sure you're inoculated. Yes, we're now inside the mark of the beast. Resist or be enslaved.
Vicki Gibbs, 57-year-old lesbian preacher in Houston, went in with a cough, got intubated, and then died. And as soon as I saw her face, as soon as I saw the report, I said, watch, it'll be intubation. We know what's going to happen. It's a blue city. Same story yet again. And they say her heart gave out. If you put somebody on a breathing tube of COVID-19 as a death sentence, it's on record. Warn everyone you know before they go into the hospital and get killed. Why are almost all the deaths happening in blue cities and blue states? It's because they intubate them, putting a tube in their lungs, and COVID-19 is causing an autoimmune response. And if you do that with oxygen, the doctors are on record saying it will kill you. But all these doctors in blue cities and blue states follow their orders. And the minute
I saw this report today. I knew what I would be reading.
Don't end up like Vicki Gibbs. Warn everyone.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Storable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, storable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalist toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
About vaccines. We're going to talk about Bill Gates coming up here. Bill Gates is very upset. And I've got a clip where he is talking about how he wants more censorship by the technocratic elite. And there's a good reason for it, because there's something coming up that Bill Gates is concerned about. I'll tell you what that is in just a second. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you that our Christmas and July sale is about to end. July is about to end. In 3 days, and so is a sale. And right now, this sale, we have free shipping, double Patriot points for discounts in the future, 50 to 60% off many products. We have, here's some of the ones that are selling out right now. Bod Ease, Living Defense Plus, Vaso Beet, our concentrated beet juice that is a vasodilator. Turbo Force, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, which is a way that you can take your baseline vitamins and minerals without taking a lot of pills. You can just make it into a drink mix, make it taste any way you want. All of those products are selling out quickly. They're 50% off. Again, free shipping, double Patriot points. We also have Brain Force Plus, my favorite supplement, as well as DNA Force Plus. That's a big savings with 50% off. Winter Sun Plus, 50% off. We have BioTrue Selenium, non-GMO, that is totally organic. BioTrue Selenium, 50% off. Our Alexa Pure Breeze. Air freshener. You're going to be locked inside. Make sure you got fresh air at the very least. Alexa Pure Breeze available for just $149. Storable food is now back in stock and on short order. Winter Sun Plus, 50% off. Make sure that your immune system is functioning well. And the key thing about that that you can work on is to make sure you don't have a deficiency of vitamin D. That has always been associated with immune diseases. And with lack of ability to fight off diseases, that's why we call it winter sun, because when they lock you inside, you're not getting the vitamin D. So make sure you supplement. Winter Sun Plus, 50% off. And finally, our privacy pocket. And this is something that we're not even making any money off of in a free shipping scenario, but it is something that's very important for you. It's flexible, it's thin, and it is very effective. And it's a way to keep them from tracking you as long as it's in there. And that's a very important thing because that is coming on very hard, very fast. Let's talk a little bit about Bill Gates. Again, all that at InfoWarsStore.com in just another 3 days. Let's talk about Gates. He is out saying lies spread faster than the truth on social media. Yeah, we noticed because now that you guys control social media, you lie incessantly and you shut down anybody who tells the truth. But he wants more of that done. And so now he's talking about conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that, you know, that thing, that term that was coined by the FBI when they said all these witnesses and were saying, you know, there were shots that were coming from over there too. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. It was a lone shooter. We know it was a lone shooter. And even after the Zapruder film, we know it's a lone shooter. And we got this, anybody who says otherwise is lying to you. It's a conspiracy theory. And I've got a magic bullet theory, said Arlen Specter, to prove it. See, the bullet can change direction 15 different times. Right? But let's play Bill Gates saying that the social media people have to crack down on these conspiracy theories and lies even more so. Here's Bill Gates, video clip 5.
Definitely when you let people communicate, you have to deal with the fact that certain incorrect things that are very titillating can spread very rapidly compared to the truth. And we've always seen that with vaccines. Any negative thing gets out.
You shut down any discussion of vaccines, you and your surrogates.
And the, you know, the facts about no, you know, it's safe, it doesn't cause autism, that travels very slowly by comparison. And social media can make that even worse. And so the degree to which these media companies can see what's being said on their platform and take things that are absolutely wrong and get rid of those things or slow those things down, that's very tough, because as you move over into political speech or a valid discussion about the safety issues, how you divide that, draw that line, you know, do you have that visibility? These are complex issues. And, you know, it has been a spreader of lots of negative things. And, you know, how do you strike a balance there?
Yeah, let's talk about what social media does to let these lies about Bill Gates vaccines propagate. You know, when I type in a hashtag on Twitter, I type in vaccines, and if I just hit, you know, and it shows vaccines there. If I hit return, it immediately says vaccines work. Vaccines work. It never has anything there that is anti-abortion. Which is another one of his agendas. Anything that's anti-vax, it always pushes you to a pro-vaccine hashtag. And if you do talk about vaccine stuff, as I do, you get shadow banned or kicked off completely. That day is coming because they're coming for the mandatory vaccines. And when you start doing that, they're going to shut you down. But that's okay. Let that come. I mean, we'll go to Gab, we'll go to Parler, we'll go to other places to talk. You can come here. Watch what we're doing on band.video. As long as you keep funding us with the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, we'll be here. I'm not going to ever, why would I ever self-censor? Why would you do it? Why would you do it for them? Make them censor you. I have nothing that I am going to withhold because I'm afraid that somebody's going to punish me for it. If you do that, you're dead already. And so maybe one of the things that Bill Gates is upset about is this hashtag. Hashtag expose Bill Gates. There's a day of action coming for Bill Gates. He's upping the campaign on this because on August the 8th, that's real easy to remember, 8-8, 8-8, August the 8th, 2020, expose Bill Gates International Day of Action. And maybe he wants to shut down social media before that happens. Most likely he does. Before we go to break, I want to play you what Robert Kennedy Jr. is saying in terms of warning parents about the untested COVID vaccine. Well, I think we just ought to call it COVAX. Let's play video clip number six, Robert Kennedy Jr.
We started this discussion by talking about how do you avoid the whole discussion about mandating vaccines. The way that you do that is you have a transparent process where people see that the vaccine is going to be tested. They see that it's tested fairly against a placebo, that that it is, there's long-term tests that are going to be able to spot all of these difficulties, and that it's transparent and open. And yet what we've seen from the current group of COVID vaccines is none of that's happening. They're skipping key parts of the test. A Moderna vaccine, which is the lead candidate, skipped the animal testing altogether. When they came to human testing, they tested it on 45 people. They had a high-dose group of 15 people, a medium-dose group of 15 people, and a low-dose group of 15 people. In the low-dose group, one of the people got so sick from the vaccine they had to be hospitalized. That's 6%. In the high-dose group, three people got so sick they had to be hospitalized. That's 20%. Mm-hmm. They're going ahead and making 2 billion doses of that vaccine. And by the way, the people that they test them on, Alan, are not typical Americans. They use what they call exclusionary criteria. They are only giving these vaccines in these tests that they're doing to the healthiest people. If you look at their exclusionary criteria, you cannot be pregnant. You cannot be overweight. You must have never smoked a cigarette. You must have never vaped. You must have no respiratory problems in your family. You can't suffer asthma. You can't have diabetes. You can't have rheumatoid arthritis or any autoimmune disease. There has to be no history of seizure in your family. These are the people they're testing the vaccine on. But that's not who they're going to give them to. Mm-hmm. They're going to go, what happens? These people are like the Avengers. They're like Superman. You can shoot them with a bullet and they won't go down. But what happens when they give them to the typical American, you know, Sally Sixpack and Joe Bag of Donuts, who's 50 pounds overweight and has diabetes? What is, you know, what is going to happen then? You're not going to see 20%. You're going to see a lot of people dropping dead. These people lost consciousness. They had to go to a hospital. They
gotta
go
to break.
Fevers.
We'll talk. It's gonna come back. See, that proves it right there. They are not really doing any testing because you can't find any Americans that don't have one or more of these problems. Yeah, Sally Sixpack and Joe Bag of Donuts, who's 50 pounds overweight and has diabetes. That's really what's gonna happen. And they've said, you know, we're gonna focus on the people who are at high risk first. Gonna give those people the rest homes first. That should clear out the rest of the rest homes. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Hey, look, in January 2016, I went in the hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
A lot of you have been listening for more than 20 years. And if you go back to those shows, we laid out the AI takeover plan, the tracking of cell phones, how programmed master computers would manipulate and control society, how they'd be able to not just predict large groups of human movements and activities, but even predict what individuals would do. And then once you could predict what individuals were going to be doing, you could add stimuli through the AI systems, through the computers, through digital billboards, through face scanning, through the social credit score to control people and make them act like you wanted to. But when we cover that, the media would attack us and say we were making it up. It was a conspiracy theory, even though it was in the actual corporate level blueprint documents. Well, the next level of the blueprint documents explained to us that they are setting up this control system to make humans obsolete and phase us out. And it's something about 1,000 times crazier than what Hitler planned. So we might want to dismantle the system now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Of deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Well, I tell you, you know, as we move further and further into this plan, and as I pointed out, we've had now in America in 20 years, two decades, we've had two major false flags. But it's one plan. It's one plan. The Model State Emergency Health Powers Act was intricately tied in to 9/11. And if you think the three buildings fell under their footprint because they were, two of them were hit by planes. Only two of the three buildings were hit by planes. So yeah, three and two. But then we also have two false flags, but it's all about one plan. They put out the legislation suggestions for the Model State Emergency Powers Act. They did that just before they pulled off 9/11. And then after they pulled off 9/11, they sent that out to everybody and said, now because of this, you've got to make sure that you give yourself those kinds of powers. Set up some laws at the state level because we don't want to do this. You know, we're just going to make guidelines and recommendations at the federal level. We're going to let you guys roll this out. As you just heard, Robert Kennedy talking about the coming mandatory vaccines. And that was part of a debate that he had with Alan Dershowitz, pedophile lawyer, defender of Jeffrey Epstein. The Moderna vaccine, which is the lead candidate, said RFK Jr., skipped the animal testing altogether. As a matter of fact, in China, they're not even pretending to do a phase three study. And this is where the biggest lie is. The big lie. The grosse lie, right? that is the phase three testing. That is such a giant lie, but it's being done very subtly. And when you look at all the headlines, would you volunteer for this? Well, these Stanford graduates volunteered to be exposed to the COVID-19 disease and so forth, and yet they're not. They're not going to be exposed. That's the big lie. And we're going to talk more about that coming back. But just consider what RFK Jr. said. You know, when they've done these phases, and I read you a note from a listener yesterday talking about phase one, phase two, phase three studies, said, I know about this. I've been part of these studies in the past. And so typically what you do in phase one, you give it to some people. You don't know if this thing's going to kill people because sometimes they do. You know, pharmaceutical drugs are not very safe. And they don't know. They do some animal studies. All right, the animals didn't die. Let's get some people. We'll pay them a lot of money, and we'll mostly it'll be prisoners. we'll run some tests on that. A few of them. We'll give it to them and see if they die, drop over dead. Okay, that didn't happen. Let's go to phase two. Let's give it to a wider range of people and see if the medicine itself kills them. All right. That looks pretty good. We only had a few drop off there. Let's go to phase three. Phase three is where we do a large study and then, you know, we inject these people and we expose them to the disease to see if it worked. That's called a challenge test. And you got an organization out there that is pro-vaccine and they're asking, they're demanding. You know, it's One Day Sooner is the name of the organization. So if we can just get this out there to people and prove that it works just one day sooner, we will save a lot of lives because everybody's dying. And this is 100 scientists that are out there. And they're demanding that Fauci and Collins at the NIH allow challenge tests. And Fauci and Collins are saying no. So what is the news media doing? News media is talking phase three, 30,000 people, volunteers. People are volunteering to be exposed to this, but they're not going to be exposed to this. And RFK Jr. says, so who are these people that they're exposing it to, right? Basically, what they're doing is they're doing did the people drop dead? And even in the first two phases, it didn't look too good. Even though they're rigging this as much as possible. As you pointed out, these people are not ordinary Americans. I'm surprised they could even find any ordinary Americans that meet all these qualifications. But he said, they're not ordinary Americans. These are the Avengers. They could take a bullet and not die. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. There was a debate between RFK Jr. and the pro-mandatory vaccine pedophile lawyer. That's a lot of adjectives. Alan Dershowitz, Jeffrey Epstein's get-out-of-jail-free card. But, of course, although Alan Dershowitz thinks there's nothing wrong with Jeffrey Epstein, you better not try to live your life without a mandatory injection, because Alan Dershowitz, the guy who sprung Jeffrey Epstein, says, I have no arguments with the I want to see the government drag you out of your house and put that needle into your arm. He made it very clear. He wants that to happen. And he says, and I'll argue that before the Supreme Court. Well, it's going to be argued at the point of a gun, Dershowitz, if it comes to that. Many of us would rather be shot with lead than shot with these vaccines. The kind of things that that's going to bring about to people. But yeah, isn't that amazing? I mean, one of the most disgusting people I've ever seen in my life, Alan Dershowitz. He can make some very, very clever arguments. And he can occasionally be on the right side. But this is why education needs to be, we need to look at education. Simply being informed about facts, about technology, about law, about rhetoric and the ability to argue. If you completely divorce that from any moral underpinning, what you get is an Alan Dershowitz. And this is why when I talk about education, I'm going to talk about that coming up. And I said at the beginning of the program, I've got some important news about how to survive this coming Gates vaccine technocracy that Trump is going along with, because we have to look out for ourselves. There isn't anybody in Washington, including Trump, is going to look out for you. I'm telling you right now. So I've got some important information about that and about schooling. But, you know, we talk about schooling. The most important thing about education is, what is the point? What is the point? Are we training people to be good little workers for the tech companies? Are we training people to be stupid and dumbed down so they can be useful idiots? What is the purpose of education? Are we going to create monsters like Alan Dershowitz, completely devoid of any morality? And people who are capable of using technology or law to harm other people. sociopaths, psychopaths, pedophiles, people like Dershowitz. Is that what we want to produce out of our educational system? People at Harvard? There he is. There is the Harvard professor and the pedo wearing a Harvard shirt there. Is that what we want? All right, RFK Jr. talked about that. I'll just recap quickly. I've got a little bit more of what he had to say here. But to recap what he had to say, he said, you know, you've done a couple of studies. You have a really small group, and then you have, that's phase one, and a second group, which is a few more people, phase one and phase two. You're just exposing it to these people and seeing if they drop dead. And he said in the first one, the low-dose group, where you had a few people, you had one that was hospitalized, 6% of them. In the high-dose group, you had 20% of the people had to be hospitalized. And he said, and then consider who they have selected for this test. See, these are people who are healthy. It's like, all right, we can take a healthy person who has absolutely no known conditions. And here are the conditions that they're screening out. The exclusionary idea criteria. You can't be pregnant. You can't be overweight. You must never have smoked a cigarette or even vaped. You can't have any respiratory issues in your family. You can't have any asthma, diabetes. You can't have rheumatoid arthritis or any autoimmune disease. There has to be no history of seizure in the family. So if you can go through all of these different criteria, all right, come on in. We'll inject you with a vaccine. They didn't die. All right. Manufacture a billion of these things right now at $20 to $60 a piece. You know, Pfizer came out with their RNA, DNA modifying a vaccine. Again, you know, Moderna, that's been their tactic. They have, in 10 years, never produced a drug. The other pharmaceutical companies have said this approach is too dangerous, but not anymore. Because now, because we have thrown massive amounts of money at this with the Trump administration, now Pfizer's taking the bait. They said, all right, we'll do one of those too. Because we can do that really fast. If Moderna's going to do an RNA vaccine, we'll do an RNA vaccine. And we can do it really just as fast as they are. And so Pfizer comes out and says, yeah, it'll be $20 a dose. Moderna's just put a price tag on theirs, $60 a shot. And they want you to get two of them. Two of them, right up front. Isn't that odd? We've never had two shots before. Two of them, right up front. As a matter of fact, we'll talk more about that in a second. Anyway, so they're going to rush out, do billions of doses on these vaccines that just in their first phase, you know, they said 6 to 20% of the people, healthy people, went to the hospital. And then he points out, he says, so these are not typical Americans. I mean, how many Americans can you find that are, meet all these criteria, right? And then he said, so what's going to happen when they give them to the typical American? You know, Sally Sixpack and Joey Bag of Donuts, who's 50 pounds overweight and has diabetes. They've already told us that the first people that are going to get these vaccines are going to be people who are at risk of COVID. And who are the people who are at risk of COVID? These are going to be elderly people, people with comorbidities already. Oh, they're going to be much worse than Joey Bag of Donuts, 50 pounds overweight with diabetes. These are going to be people that are, they've got heart disease, diabetes, they're 50 pounds overweight, and they're past average life expectancy and many other issues. And so he had this to say about Fauci and his corrupt follow the money connections. Let's play the rest of what RFK Jr. had to say.
So any other medicine, Alan, that had that kind of profile in its original phase one study would be DOA. The problem is Anthony Fauci put $500 million of our dollars into that vaccine. He owns half the patent. He has five guys working for him who are entitled to collect royalties from that. So you have a corrupt system, and now they've got a vaccine that is too big to fail.
That's right. And so when we look at this, the person who talked to me sent the email yesterday and said, yeah, that's right. You know, I was actually fooled for a while by all these headlines. Oh, we're going to now test it on 30,000 people. And, you know, we've got people who are volunteering to be exposed to the COVID-19, so forth and so on. But they're not. They're not. As a matter of fact, she wrote me another email. She said, yeah, I went to the study and looked at this in more detail, and here's what they're doing. They're giving every person two shots, 29 days apart. The study started on Monday of this week, and it will end on October the 27th, 2022. 2022. more than 2 years out. So, first of all, why are they giving everybody two shots, and why is this running for so long? Well, the reason it's running for so long is because they're not doing a challenge test. In spite of all the talk about, oh, yeah, we're going to phase three. Phase three has always included people actually being exposed to the disease. See, you do the first two phases are phases that you go in slowly to prove the safety of it, that we didn't have people die. Even though you got 20% of the people, these healthy people pre-screened, have to be hospitalized. Oh, no, it's safe. It's safe. And so now we will proceed to phase three. Phase three would be the efficacy stage. And in the efficacy stage, you typically do a challenge trial. And you have a group called One Day Sooner. Why are they calling themselves One Day Sooner? Because this thing is going to run for more than 2 years. And they're saying, no, we need to do this now. We need to do it sooner. And so we've got people who are lined up, and you have mainstream articles talking about, look, we've got these Stanford students who signed up to be exposed and so forth, and they're part of the One Day Sooner group. Would you volunteer to be exposed? Well, these Stanford graduates did, except it's a lie because they're not going to be exposed, because the same group, One Day Sooner, sent a letter to Fauci and the NIH saying, we've got to do a challenge trial, and Fauci and the NIH said, no, we're not. We're going to inject these people multiple times, and we're just going to let them roam around for 2 years, and then if they don't drop dead and we say it's from COVID-19, we'll say the vaccine is effective. That is the biggest lie so far. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article that's linked on Infowars.com saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking us saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 that this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. Infowars.com.
CNN, USA Today, and other mainstream media fake news outlets came out and said that a new Trump campaign t-shirt that has an American eagle spreading its wings standing on top of an American flag is Nazi. And they had the Soros-funded Snopes groups and others fact-check it to say, yes, now the American flag and, yes, the American eagle are Nazis. No, George Soros that funds Snopes and Media Matters and the rest of them, he's the real Nazi collaborator. But this shirt, I think, is really the perfect campaign shirt. We've made one even better than what Trump's people came up with. Two different versions of it with something even worse. The Betsy Ross flag, our first flag, that they also say is racist, even though she was a famous abolitionist. So, these shirts are at Infowars.com. They're the American Eagle, Betsy Ross flags. Two different designs, guaranteed to spread the word, and, of course, trigger libtards everywhere. Exercise your First Amendment or lose it. Infowarsstore.com.
Actually bought this, it blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well. With or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, I think it's kind of interesting that China has said, well, we're not even going to bother to do phase three. They skipped the animal testing phase, just like we did here in the United States. So we're not even going to do the phase three. Here they pretend that they're going to do a phase three testing, which isn't really going to be exposing them to the disease at all. Instead, they're going to give people the vaccine over 29 days apart, and then they're going to follow them for 2 years. Follow them. What happened after, you know, for 2 years, did they get sick and die? Yeah. So when we look at this, should you be concerned about this? Should you be concerned about rushing a vaccine out that operates on modifying your RNA? Well, you know, the FDA has now warned people about 87 different hand sanitizers, and they're starting to recall these things, reports USA Today. Think about that. As they were pushing out the beginning of this, you know, we're now 135 days into all of this, they were pushing out hand sanitizers to everybody. And everybody was eager to make hand sanitizers, you know, just like we're making all kinds of masks everywhere that don't work. I don't know if these hand sanitizers work either. But they found some of the ones that were rushed out were using toxic methanol or wood alcohol, which is absorbed through the skin. You know, you go back to the original government prohibition of alcohol. Had a lot of people go blind because they were making bathtub gin using the wrong kind of alcohol. That was the product, part of the product of that. And so now you got people rushing out to do this because of our new prohibition. All these other prohibitions that are coming in. So they make this stuff. So look, if you can't, if people are rushing out and making hand sanitizer to the extent that 87 of them have to be recalled, are you concerned at all about this vaccine that's not being tested? You ought to be. There's this news as well. Scientists goofed and accidentally created a new kind of fish. Oh, my. Oops. Mistakes were made. Genetic mistakes. A new paper in Genes magazine describes how two different types of fish, sturgeon and paddlefish, bred to create hybrid offspring. It was accidental. It occurred in a lab in Hungary while researchers trying to breed Russian sturgeons in captivity because the fish is endangered and so forth. So they bred them by accident. Both of these are endangered species. Now, I'm assuming, it doesn't say this, but I'm assuming that this is genetic manipulation. Russian sturgeon fish breeds via gynogenesis, a type of asexual reproduction. And so I don't know, because this is in Gene magazine, I'm assuming that this is genetic manipulation. And this is an important time to make the distinction here. You know, we've got an incredible variety of dogs and cats and horses and cows and all this other kind of stuff. And that is selective breeding. We don't have any chimeras that are half dog and half cat, however, right? These are all animals of a particular kind. And so because the genetic components are so rich, by selective breeding, you can select for one particular type of gene or the other over a longer period of time. Same thing true of plants, because all plants, all animals use that genetic code. What we're talking about with genetic modification, however, and I'm assuming that's what's involved here because this is in a magazine called Genes. In genetic modification, you can, because all animals and all plants use the common DNA that was created by an intelligent designer, you can combine not only different, completely different kinds of animals, but you can also combine plants with animals. And you do that by taking out the genetic code, which these people do not fully understand. No problem there. We can't even make hand sanitizers in a rush, but we're going to rush out billions of doses of vaccines, not hold the manufacturers liable whatsoever, because, you know, maybe we should just start injecting hand sanitizer. How about that? Gee. But, of course, the New England Journal of Medicine says that everybody's going to need to be vaccinated. They agree with Alan Dershowitz. Everybody needs to be vaccinated or you're not going to be able to go to work. And this is the point that they've been making. The New England Journal of Medicine and many of these other people are saying, we don't want to do this. I pointed this out last week and I'll repeat it again. Their tactic is, we don't want to make this a law. If we make this a law, it's going to be legal challenges. If we make this a law, they're going to have due process. We already know how to do this kind of stuff. We have the bureaucracy do it. And we have rules. And we say that it's, if you don't agree with those rules, then you don't have any presumption of innocence. It's not a crime. We're just, this is a civil thing. And you have to sue us in court. And we have infinite legal resources. Not only that, we'll use our corporations to push this out on people. We'll say you can't go in the stores. You can't get a job. You can't travel on their stuff unless you do what they say. All right, real quickly, let's take a look at Bill Barr's hearing. I'll call it the Barr jinx hearing because it's something of a jinx for the Democrats. You know, just like Barr jinx. You really can't stand Barr, right? and it was kind of like that with Bill Barr. I really don't like CIA Bill Barr. But even if it's Jar Jar Binks in the docket, you know, if Jar Jar wants to say, Amiza want to say something, and they shut up, you're out of time. You start to feel sorry for Jar Jar. You start to feel sorry even for Bill Barr. And these people start to look like the petty Marxist tyrants that they truly are. As a matter of fact, let's play video clip number 7. These are some of the highlights of the Barr jinx hearings. We had yesterday where Amiza can't say anything. Let's get video clip 7.
And start breaking windows and firing industrial-grade fireworks in to start a fire, throw kerosene balloons in, and start fires in the court. Is that okay?
General Barr, your opening statement reads like it was written by Alex Jones or Roger Stone.
No, the U.S. Marshals have a duty to stop that and defend the courthouse, and that's what we are doing in Portland. We are at the courthouse defending the courthouse. We're not out looking for trouble.
And as far as weapons and devices that were utilized by the group of people, and you mentioned trying to destroy the courthouse. I mean, they were literally trying to burn it down, and apparently didn't give a hoot about the people that were occupied in the building as well. So people were in danger.
That is absolutely right.
So as far as the weapons that you mentioned, let me get this straight. My understanding is that the people attacking the building had, among other things, rifles, explosives, knives, saws, sledgehammers, tasers, slingshots, rocks, bricks, lasers. Have I missed anything, or does that about cover it?
You have missed some things, but that's a good list.
Yeah, you missed a few things. You know, nails inside the fireworks and all this other kind of stuff. But, you know, let's not do anything about that. They cut him off so many times, Barr said, to Nadler and these other Democrats, you are a real class act. I mean, it's absolutely amazing what they did. But they managed to make Barr look good and managed to show everybody what they're made of. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about some good things to come out of this lockdown. And I've got some helpful hints for you about how to feed yourself.
It's Christmas in July. We ran the sale last year. It was very, very popular. And so I am now announcing that we are running it again in the year 2020, a very important election year. And we have some fabulous new shirts that I think should be the campaign shirt of 2020. It's the American Eagle boldly spreading its wings, sitting atop a Betsy Ross flag. And the shirts are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got the idea from the Trump campaign having a similar shirt that the media called Nazi, which of course it isn't. And since it's so triggering to the leftists and the globalists, well, we're going to make sure there's even more of these on the streets to spread the word and exercise our First Amendment in the face of these tyrants. We also have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. So whatever great item it is that you want, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points on your next order, and at least 50% off across the board. Now, I'm going to have to end this sale very, very soon because a lot of these products are about to sell out. Just take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal Naturally Fluoride-Free Mouthwash and Toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWar.
Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com or go directly to DrJonesNaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth. And it's, I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste from a major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad and people said, I would like to put out a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all this silicate and all these fillers in it. Very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
States cracking down on social gatherings, says CNN, because Fauci says if we don't, we'll see further surges in coronavirus positives because they're only ramping up the testing and because the tests have been designed at the Wuhan lab, it turns out, to be completely fraudulent. They cook the whole thing up offshore in a communist dictatorship with Fauci, Bill Gates, and the Chi-Coms to be directed by the UN as a giant planetary power grab. And now it's all over the news that indeed Bill Gates has developed digital tattoos under your skin, and so is Google, and they're deploying them at the airports next year where you'll have to have it to be able to travel, oh, and then soon to leave your house or go in a grocery store, and the contact tracers work for Bill and Melinda Gates and the Clintons, and they're going to come to your house and make sure you're inoculated. Yes, we're now inside the mark of the beast. Resist or be enslaved.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, let's talk about what the future is going to look like. Yesterday I had Joel Skousen on. You can see that interview. It's up on my channel at band.video. I also tweeted it out, I believe. I think I tweeted it out. If not, I will. If I did not already do it, you can find me on Twitter at Libertarian. You can also find me on Parler at Libertarian. But Joel was on, and we were talking about what's coming up. And he said, look, we're just going to have to set up our own structures, you know. Joel is very much a of a survivalist mindset, independence mindset. You know, when I think of Joel Skousen, I think of I think of the Christopher Walken character from Blast of the Past. That is Joel Skousen. Prepping, doing everything to the nth degree. If you know the movie, you know what I'm talking about. He builds his Cuban Missile Crisis. He's suspicious about what's going on, so he builds this elaborate underground system, and they are down in the underground. Says, I forget why they went down, but as they're down, just to take a look at something that's down there, a plane goes out of control over California where they are and crashes onto their property. And everybody thinks that they've died, but they were actually underneath, and they thought that it was a nuclear attack. And so they lived there for like 20-some-odd years. But meanwhile, everything's just fine because he's got everything prepared, just like Joel Skousen. He's got everything prepared and homeschooled their kid and all this other kind of stuff. And that's the joke, the running, that's the gag of the movie, is that, you know, 20-some-odd years later, the son, Brendan Fraser, comes above ground, and they can't believe what has happened to society. And this is a movie that was done in the 90s. They should come out today and take a look at what society is. I mean, you could be in the underground 5 years ago and come out and take a look at society today. You wouldn't believe it. So, yeah, that's Blast from the Past. So what are you going to do as you get shut down? Because this is what's coming. We can see it already. The masks are a tool. You know, first it was a suggestion. Then it was an order. Now it's a mandate. Now they're getting really authoritarian about it, and they're getting the mob in there, and they're getting the companies to say you can't shop in our stores and you can't shop in our grocery stores. The National Federation of Retailers is saying we want all the national chains to keep people out of the stores if they don't have masks. Well, you think it's going to be any different with the vaccine? This is what they're preparing you for, the immunity passport. You're not going to travel. You're not going to go to the stores. You're not going to have a job. You're not going to go to school. And so how are you going to get around this? Well, here's one of the things. I said yesterday, you know, we need to start to – one of the things that you can do is go to some of the farmers markets in your area and chat the people up. And, you know, maybe you can start to connect to people and buy direct instead of going to the grocery store. And as Joel and I were talking about that yesterday, he said, yeah, you know, that's actually a better – you'll eat better. It'll be healthier food. You know, you go get the stuff farm fresh. It's called Locavore. I did a video contest about that once that I won, talking about, you know, eating locally. Locavore. And so, yeah, make connections with people so that you can get your meat, your eggs, your milk, and so forth locally if you can't do it yourself. Start to learn how to do some of this stuff. Find neighbors who are doing some of the stuff, and then you can exchange with each other. You don't have to do everything yourself. You find some other people. There you go. Hey, you guys pull that up. You found my old report. That's pretty amazing. That's my daughter when she was really young. Went up and picked apples up in Charlottesville, Virginia. Beautiful place up there. What a great time we had doing that. Anyway, that's the video we made of it. But here's another way that you can do this. And somebody sent this to me by email. You can send me emails, davidknightshow@protonmail.com. I wanted to give you a link to farms that are delivering. So you don't have to go to Walmart to shop. Said I was going to leave this on your comment on your show, but is unable to verify my email and so forth. So I'm sending it to you. This is the best way to get a hold of me, by the way. Send it to the Proton Mail account. You can see that Proton Mail account's listed on both Libertarian on Twitter and on Parler. In case you don't write it down. Anyway, said some guys got together and did the research on farms across the country and put them on a simple searchable site. It's called farmsthataredelivering.com. Farmsthataredelivering.com. I'll repeat it one more time. Farmsthataredelivering.com. And we got a lot of listeners in other countries. You guys start this in your area as well. So you basically put in your zip code, you use a few filters, and the farm that will offer you in your area, the farms that will actually deliver to your home everything from hamburgers to honey, even alligator. Well, I don't know if I want an alligator delivered to my house. I grew up in Florida, and we had alligators. Nobody delivered them. They just showed up uninvited. When I was a kid, I looked outside and I saw this alligator under my swing set when I was very, very young. Freaked me out. So, yeah, don't bring me any alligators. But, you know, they won't bring them to you unless you order them. But what is coming, folks? As I said before, we got the New England Journal of Medicine, no jab, no job, right? You get that vaccine, you're not going to have a job. You're not going to be able to go to the stores. You're not going to be able to travel. You're not going to be able to go to school. And it's already starting. Take a look at Virginia, because even though we've got online learning only, this report coming out of Virginia, out of NBC, Fairfax County Health Department, and this woman, Shauna Severo, is talking about how Virginia is going to require proof of immunization even if you want to participate in their online learning classes. Let's roll the clip, video clip.
The desks will sit empty in classrooms for most schools in Northern Virginia this fall. But even if your child is learning online, they still need their immunization shots.
I think people feel like if you're not going to the brick and mortar school, you don't need to have the immunizations, but that's incorrect.
In Virginia, students must be vaccinated just to register for school, but the Fairfax County Health Department says many students haven't gotten their shots.
We were seeing a significant decrease in the number of individuals who are coming for their immunizations, which was alarming to us.
The CDC says this is a problem across the country right now. Loudoun County's health director says families are admitting they haven't gotten their shots yet because they're worried about exposure to COVID in a hospital or clinic.
What we don't want is for kids to be kept from the ability to get an education because of the pandemic.
So local health departments are working on solutions. Fairfax County is hosting clinics that look like this: socially distant booths, cleaned regularly, where students come by appointment only to get their vaccines.
I would just urge parents, I know they are concerned about coming out and exposure to COVID, but it's really important for them to understand that if they do not get these vaccines, they're putting their children and other people in the community at risk for vaccine-preventable diseases.
The back-to-school changes are cause for enough stress this year, but if your child is not vaccinated, they won't be attending class, even if that class is on a computer in your dining room.
See, that's the key thing about this. The masks, we've already seen this rhetoric used about vaccines. The vaccines are not to protect you. The vaccines are to protect other people. The masks are not to protect you. They're to protect other people. And this is the way the government runs, and this is why we don't want the government running health care. It's not just the rationing, but it is the irrational approach to all of this. And the fact that they want to tell you that they don't care about your individual health. The only thing that matters is the herd or the group, the public health. Individual health be damned, right? This is what this is truly about. This collectivist mindset. But there is no collective health if you don't have individual health. See, the socialists, the communists, the people who are trying to run our government now, and that's Republicans as well as Democrats. Democrats are just open about it. They always put the group ahead of the individual, except that the group is made up of individuals, and so nobody is protected. That's why you cannot give up your liberty for the promise of security. The promise of security is always a collective thing, and they steal everything from you as an individual and then promise that they're going to give this back to you as a group, and they never do. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about schooling, as we have the second largest teachers union saying, I think we'll do strikes. Yeah, don't throw me into that briar patch. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Another part of the Great Awakening that's taking place is people that haven't even been religious or Christian now see how evil is out in the open, how hundreds of churches have been burned in Europe and the U.S., Hundreds of Christian icons have been burned, destroyed. Jesuses have had their heads cut off all over the country, all over the Philippines, all over Europe. Virgin Marys are getting torn down. I mean, crosses are being torn down. It's absolutely out of control, but people now understand that evil was always real. It is spiritual, and it was just waiting to make its move, building beneath the surface, and now it's emerged. That's why when I ask listeners and viewers for your prayer, I mean it. I'm praying for America. I'm praying for you, and I know the power of prayer is real, and God hears it. We need to come together and pray for an even greater awakening. Pray for Donald Trump to be protected. Pray for him to win in a landslide. And pray for the people under deception of the globalists to awaken and join us in liberty and freedom. God bless you all. Please pray for InfoWars as well.
There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the M95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back at these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95, you get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com. We close and lock our doors and windows at night, not because we're doing anything wrong, but because it's about privacy and it's about security. And it's something that we do to protect ourselves, going back thousands of years when we would post a dog or a sentry at the entrance of the village so we would know if predators or criminals were coming. Well, big tech, along with the federal government and other globalist organizations, have been tracking everybody illegally for years with their cell phones. But now the public is finally waking up because the enemy has openly announced it's the fact. And the Clinton Foundation Global Initiative with Chelsea is running the private system to spy on you and your family. That's right, the Democrats, the globalists, the Chi-Coms, they've all got our number. They're tracking us in lifetime. But with Privacy Pockets, the best system at InfoWarsStore.com, you can protect yourself and your family by keeping your cell phone inside of the little pouch. We're selling more of these in a day than we used to sell in a month because America and the world is waking up. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com and go stealth.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Right into this because I want to talk about schooling. As I said before, you know, getting your food locally, finding, making connections to local food providers, bypassing these national grocery store chains with all their preservatives and packaging and all that other kind of stuff, and going directly to the source, getting raw milk if you can get it, or you know, that's going to be an improvement for us, I think. There's other adjustments that we're going to make that are going to be more difficult to make. I think schooling is not as difficult as many people think. I think it's going to be one of the good things to come out of this. And we'll talk about the reaction of teachers, reaction of President Trump to the teachers. And I want to talk a little bit about what I would suggest, because I had a listener ask me. And rather than going back and giving her a detailed description of this, I'm going to give it to everybody. And before we do, I just want to remind you about our Christmas in July sale. July is about to end, and so is our sale in 3 days. It is free shipping right now and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com, 50 to 60% off many of our most popular products, and many of them are selling out. Here's some of the ones that are about to sell out, but we still have them available at 50% off. BodEase, our all-natural anti-inflammatory product. Living Defense Plus, Turbo Force, VasoBeat. Concentrated beet juice that acts as a vasodilator. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. All of those 50% off and about to sell out. We also have DNA Force Plus 50% off. That is a big, big dollar savings. That supports your DNA health, as well as Winter Sun Plus. That's vitamin D. Very effective for a very necessary for a healthy immune system. Winter Sun Plus, 50% off if it's wintertime or you're locked into your house. That's exactly what you should be doing, is make sure that you have sufficient vitamin D to keep your immune system going. Storable food is now back in stock, as well as Alexa Pure Breeze, the house air freshener. Very effective, very attractive, silent, and it is now just $149. Free shipping store-wide. It's going to end soon. Double Patriot points, 50 to 60% off, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, as we're going to break, I pointed out that the nation's second largest teachers union has now said, we'll support anybody who wants to go on strike. And this is 1.7 million school employees as part of this union. The American Federation of Teachers, the Classroom Teachers Association, I think, is even bigger. But we will fight on all fronts for the safety of our students and their educators. But if authorities don't protect the safety and health of those we represent, those we serve, we voted last week that nothing is off the table. Okay, well, that's fine. Don't come back. Please don't throw me into that briar patch. As a matter of fact, President Trump said, if the schools don't reopen, then the funding should go to the parents, So they don't have to come back. Let's take the dollars off the table and let's help people to educate their children. Now, that's a good idea in general. I'm always suspicious of any money coming from the government. I always opposed in the homeschooling groups that I was involved in North Carolina. I said, do not take money from them. If you take money from them, there'll be strings attached. Do this on your own. I would like to make sure that we get government out of education completely. And that means that if you want to help me with it, do the same thing that I would suggest you do if you want to help me with healthcare. That is, let me spend the money on my kids first, on my healthcare first, before I send it to you as taxes. So give me a credit. As a matter of fact, what we proposed in North Carolina was that anyone could get a tax credit for helping pay for the education of any child. If they wanted to homeschool, if they wanted to go to private school, anything like that. That if you wanted to donate money to them, you got a dollar for dollar write-off, a credit on your taxes. Because, you know, we know that education and healthcare are the most important things. I agree with that. So I shouldn't have to send my money to Washington and get a portion of it back after it goes through a lot of bureaucratic hands. And we said, you don't have to be related to anybody. You can pick people and start doing your own small scholarships. You want to do a $100 scholarship? Okay, you take that off as a credit. You want to do a $10,000 scholarship? You take that off as a tax credit before you send it off to Afghanistan wars or whatever. Anyway, so when we look at this, if President Trump said if the schools do not reopen, the funding should go to the parents. I agree. We'll just have to see. If that happens and how that happens. I think that's just talk at this point. Franklin Graham says Democrats are flirting with all-out socialism. We got some music coming on, guys. Can you kick that off? Democrats are flirting with all-out socialism. Franklin Graham said socialism is dangerous and we have a party and many politicians who are flirting with all-out socialism. Well, that's great. I'm glad that he finally realized this. It's a bit late. The horse is out of the barn, Franklin. I'm glad you're saying this. I don't want to make fun, but this is almost like walking up to an unwed pregnant mother who's already got five kids and saying, you know, you've got to stop flirting with that. We're flirting with socialism. I think we are pregnant with socialism, and it has already produced many monsters. As an example of this, Breitbart says University of Florida students say the founding fathers are villains. Of course they do, because that's what they've been taught. And we paid the government to teach them that. A lot of them were not very good, said one of them. I think it's time, it's a new time now, so we have to make up new things. Well, there you go. Yeah, they're making up all kinds of new things about the founding fathers. And I would say that they're villains. Another one says, villains, they own slaves and so forth. You get that idea. And of course, it's coming from not only the schools, but also from media, the 1619 project that they're pushing into the schools. And this article here, I think, from the Mises Institute says it all. Why Marxist organizations like BLM seek to dismantle the, quote, Western nuclear family. As part of their specifically stated goals, they say, we want to disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure, and we want to replace it with extended families and villages. This has always been the plan, folks. It takes a village. Socialist communists like Hillary Clinton. Community over family. This is, goes all the way back to Plato's Republic. We don't want the kids to even know who their parents are. We will take them over as, you know, we want you to have orgies so we don't even know, you know, who got who pregnant. And then we will take the kids over and we will raise them. And this, the family will be the state. And that'll be the only family that the kids know. And that's exactly what the BLM people are saying. It's Plato's Republic. As a matter of fact, that's what happened in the utopian communities of the mid-1800s in the United States, places like Oneida, New Harmony, and other places. And they complained about the fact that their utopian communes, communist societies, had failed. They said it was because we didn't have the kids at an early enough age. So as people are turning to homeschool, I had a writer, listener, write me. And say, we have three children, all boys. We've decided to start homeschooling this year. Our only school-aged child is going into fourth grade and is almost 9 years old. Do you have any advice on the best homeschooling curriculum as far as having the correct history and Christian values and so forth? Well, here's what I will say. First of all, I don't have a one-size-fits-all curriculum. I can tell you where you can find some resources, and that's what I'm going to do right now. The whole thing about the factory school system that ought to stop you, even if you didn't see the product of it, rioting in the streets right now, the socialist, Marxist, Antifa people, the product of that system. The thing that ought to stop you in your tracks is this one-size-fits-all. And so I don't have a one-size-fits-all approach. There's a lot of different approaches that you can take. There's a lot of different curriculums that you can do. You can go to ChristianBook.com. You can go, Ron Paul's got a curriculum. You got a lot of different Christian organizations that have curriculums. You have a classical curriculum that is very, very rigid and regulated, and hats off to the people who can pull that off. My wife and I looked at that and was like, I don't think we can do that, teach the kids, Latin and all this other kind of stuff. But, hey, it's a great curriculum if you can do it. What we did was we went with something that was very informal, unschooling. That's another approach. Completely avoid that. Don't put that pressure on you, right? And see, that's the key thing. If you're very organized, you might can do that, but, you know, sometimes, perfect can be the enemy of good. And so don't put so much pressure on yourself. Don't try to necessarily reproduce school in the home. Try to understand that education is about the lighting of a fire, not the filling of a bucket, as many people have said. And so you want to get them interested. So what we would do is we would read books to them, a lot of them. Every year I would read, The Lord of the Rings to the kids. That was a very special memory that we did. But a lot of things like that. So you can look that up. Some things that you might want to look up for your own good is look up R.L. Dabney on government education if you want to understand why you want to do this. He gets to the point of how government can never be involved in education. You cannot separate religion from education. You cannot. It just depends on which religion you're going to be teaching, whether it's secular humanism or something else like that. But, you know, take a look at ChristianBooks.com. Take a look at Ron Paul's site. What we would do is we would talk about a particular group. One of the things that one of my sons taught himself to read, because I read to him a G.A. Henty book for the temple. He liked it so much he went out and read the whole series. And that's a great way to learn history. And he even taught himself to read. There's Reading in 100 Lessons for really young kids. There's a lot of different resources out there.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well. with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.